What about the patient with the new adjuvant Herceptin data who was treated a year ago or 2 years ago or 3 years ago? How far back would you go? The trials, I guess, let you go back 6 months.
Yes. Well, I come from Canada where it's very easy because the government will not pay it if you are more than 6 months out from completion of your chemotherapy. So the decision is made, although we have discussions with patients, and occasionally they or their third-party insurers will pay beyond that point. There's no data. And I really have difficulty sometimes taking the data that we've worked so hard to get and extending markedly beyond those parameters. I personally have seen very few women in our practice that are willing, on the basis of the data, beyond 6 months after chemotherapy, to go on a HERA-like regimen, partly because it's out of pocket. And again, we don't know whether it's helpful at that point.
What about trastuzumab monotherapy? Older patient, 75, 80 years old, you don't want to give her chemotherapy. Would you consider trastuzumab without chemotherapy?
Well, the HERA data would imply that monotherapy has an effect in women. But the problem is, all of those women were pretreated with chemotherapy. So again, we're skating on thin ice. There's absolutely no data. And there is a potential downside. The cardiotoxicity risks should be low because these are not anthracycline pre-exposed patients. But even in Chuck Vogel's monotherapy study, there was subclinical cardiac toxicity. So in the absence of evidence of efficacy and with the real possibility of toxicity from the drug, I would not do that. No.